A bit of good news for the National Party, I thought, over the weekend. The attack came from Labor that we are going to be $100 worse off under National. The word poor was used. Very emotive, deliberately emotive. I thought, poor. What is poor? Who is poor? Who decides? Anyway, we'll see a bit of this in the campaign. The rich-poor divide. The idea is to create envy, of course. If you don't have it, you don't want others to have it. The rich pricks, they need to be taught a lesson. And if you stick with Labor, we'll give it to them good and proper. It's the exact opposite, of course, to how most New Zealanders think, and that is why it won't work. But the reason they're doing it is because they know they're in trouble. When you've run out of your own ideas, or when your own ideas have turned out to be shambolic, the economy, debt, crime, you go after the other guy. Now, the second part of good news was an article about Chris Luxon and how people inside his party are having issues with his lack of performance. The media, sadly, are already declaring their hand. The insiders, the people in the party, of course, are not named. There are never any names, but it's a tactic the media use to introduce stuff they want talked about. And discussion of Luxon and his performance or lack of it is to the government's advantage, of course. The good part is for National, forewarned, forearmed. There will be more where this comes from. There was the astonishingly bad story last week from TV3 over the AI and ads, which was not news, but does give you a clue around agenda and how far some will go to help the government. Two things from my point of view. Firstly, these PM numbers they keep banging on about, they're overhyped. Neither bloke is setting the world on fire. Last week's, what were the numbers? 25, 18, whatever they were. Neither's a rock star. But it doesn't matter, because this election is not fought on rock stars, it's fought on mood. What is the mood of the country, and does it need changing? The other thing is the narrative that this is a close race. It isn't. It won't be. Anyone who has been around a while sees a tide go out. Governments lose elections, oppositions don't win them. Short of calamity, this is already over. It's just a matter of margins. But watch for the media, watch for the no-name articles, watch for the invented stories, watch out for the agendas. It will be interesting and ugly.